Okay, so my name is Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square. It's the 19th of August 2009 and the time is 7:15 in the morning. If I could ask you to tell us your name, age and where you come from, please.
My name's Kerry Tweed. I am 36 and I come from London, South London.
Okay, thank you. Can you tell us when it was you first found out about the One Another Project?
There was a lot of press about it. Was it earlier this year or late last year? A few of my colleagues were talking about being part of it and wanting to keep an eye on when you could get involved. So when we were allowed to register, we all sent round emails to each other saying, now, let's get on there. And as far as I know, I am the first person of our group to get onto the plinth.
And what would you say was your inspiration or your motivation to put your name forward and be a part of the project?
Well, it's a unique opportunity. I don't think it's likely to happen again. There's only going to be 2,400 people who get to stand on the plinth or sit on the plinth and see Trafalgar Square from that perspective. I was really interested in seeing what it felt like to be up there. I'm actually not very good at being stared at quite a lot, but I do wonder what that would be like. I imagine that most people would be quite friendly and welcoming, but actually I'd quite like to watch people. So I want to watch everyone around the square, the types of characters that come into London and move through London. So I think it'd be really interesting.
And what significance does kind of London have to you? You mentioned that you live down in South London.
Yeah, I've lived in London for more than a dozen years. I've lived in various parts of London, but I prefer South. It's greener. After university, most of my friends moved down to London, and it's the place where we were all able to remain friends quite easily because we could get about and see each other. And it's where there's lots of arts and culture, which I enjoy, and lots to do and see. It's a really exciting place to be, I think.
And how did you find university? Tell us more about university.
I was at university in Aston, Birmingham, which was... I didn't expect to go to university, so... So Aston is a campus university at the beginning of the book A, but actually it turned out to be a really great experience. I went through, what's it called when you go through, you didn't apply for university the first time.
Clearing,
that's it. And it's a great university. It's quite small, and I got to be in a band. I got to write for the newspaper. I organised festivals, and I also studied a little bit. And met loads of great people.
And then how is that stuck with you, that experience? Have you gone into the same kind of field? Tell us about.
Originally, I was in when I first started work full time after university. I ended up in book publishing. That was because of my experience at university, and I also carried on with some of the music stuff after uni, a few charity gigs, etc., and a friend's wedding. And I think that it gave me confidence to try new things and. Be a bit more adventurous. Yeah, so it found me my first career, and then also gave me the confidence, I think, to move into my second career, where I gave up book publishing and was temping for the organisation I was volunteering for while I looked at a business plan. But then I got really involved in the charity, so I ended up working for them, and I'm still here 6-7 years later.
So what charities do you work for and what do you do there?
I'm involved in volunteering. So I started out as a volunteer advisor to other people about how they could get involved in volunteering. So I'm kind of a matchmaker, pairing up charities who need people and people who are willing to give some time. And I when I moved into the charity sector, I mostly moved around with looking at, after supporting volunteering initiatives. And about 4 years ago, I was offered a job at Greater London Volunteering when they first got enough funding for a member of staff. And so I've set up the organisation and developed it so that we have a voice for volunteering across London. So help inform people like the Mayor of London what's happening on the ground, how best to help more people to be able to volunteer, more communities to be able to get people involved in what they're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it going to be doing on the plinth?
Well, I am wearing a few t-shirts. There's lots of reasons why I'm on the plinth. My friends have told me, I'm a typical Londoner who's always rushing about doing lots of things, and they've told me I need to chill out. What better way than being stuck on a small platform for an hour? So that should please them. But I'm also wearing a couple of t-shirts from some local charities. One is the Royal Courts of Justice Advice Service, Citizens Advice Bureau Service, which does an amazing job and is supported by lots of volunteers. The person who heads up the Advice Centre is somebody who inspired me to volunteer in the first place. And I also received quite a lot of advice through the centre myself, so I know the benefits from the centre. So I wanted to give them a little plug. And then I'm also wearing, so I'm going to wear that for about 10-20 minutes, and then I shall hopefully not strip off entirely. And I wear a second t-shirt, which is for Greenwich Park, and this is for local people who live in Greenwich are looking to, they're a bit concerned about the sports that are going to perhaps change Greenwich Park forever as a result of the Olympics. So they've got a campaign on and they want to be heard. And then underneath is me with this t-shirt when I think the sun is going to come out, and so I can just enjoy the atmosphere of Trafalgar Square.
And what does being a part of this project in Trafalgar Square mean to you? What memories do you have of Trafalgar Square?
Well, having lived in London for a long time, lots of memories of Trafalgar Square, and some which are a bit hazy. but I have been here at all times of the day, and I love it when it's either in the middle of the night or first thing in the morning when it's quiet and you can sense London starting to come alive and wake up. And then I've been here when it's masses of tourists, and I've also been here when there have been some festivals on, and also when there have been some demonstrations on. So it's obviously a great place for people to gather around. But it's also, when you can get those quiet moments, it's a beautiful place to just sit and listen to London.
And you mentioned then you want to go up onto the plinth as well and kind of sit and relax and watch people.
Yes.
And where do you go and people watch?
Where do I go and people watch? Mostly along the South Bank, actually. Being a South Londoner, the nearest, most exciting place to just kind of hang out is along the South Bank. And there's lots of people walking by and lots of things happening. So either with a drink on the rest of Royal Festival Hall terrace, or just sitting on one of the benches along the river. It's really nice.
And what else do you do in your spare time?
In my spare time, I guess I'm a big socialiser. I have I'm lucky enough to have lots of good friends. So. A National Portrait Gallery is a big favourite. The bars around and restaurants around Charlotte Street. Sometimes the clubs in Clapham. And I also, so every so often I take up a class at excuse me, the Morley College mostly, which is just around the corner from work. So I did what did I do in the summer? I did a madrigals and part songs 2-week course, which is quite interesting. It's about 16th century Renaissance music, which is really beautiful actually. And then that inspired me to finally learn to play the guitar I've had for 15 years. So I'm going to take up an evening class in September, October.
And tell us more about music that you kind of indulged in when you were at university and the guitar you have as well. What's your interest in music?
I like singing a lot, and but I'm not very confident, but I just enjoy singing. But at university, there was a chance to sing in a band, and it was just kind of pop rock, and I really enjoyed it, and I loved playing gigs. And mostly they were quite friendly, lots of friends there, so you knew that it was going to be okay, and that gave you confidence to just let go a bit more, which I guess is one of the reasons why I like singing and being involved in music, is because it does make you kind of let go a bit more and become a little less inhibited. But I'm lazy, so I never learnt a musical instrument when I was young, apart from the recorder. I don't know if you can count the recorder, really. I did always want to learn the guitar, but I am lazy, and the voice is really easy because it's kind of there. Yes, you can train it and it could be better, but if you can sort of carry a note, then you can immediately start singing. So I managed to convince some other people to play with me. And we had at one point we were there was a sax band. We had the dreadful name of Funkin' Good Sax, and we played lots of blues and brassy stuff. What was it? Oh, songs from the Commitments as well. Yeah. But actually, more recently, the last time I played in a band was with one other person who was a guitarist, and that was really nice, actually, playing acoustic and just enjoying. Or you also get more choice over the song list, so enjoying just the simpleness of voice and guitar. Yes, that's really nice. I'd like to do something like that again, but when you get up, it's difficult to find people who aren't bogged down by responsibilities and can come out to play, unless they're, of course, they're a professional musician. So hopefully, well, I guess that's one of the reasons why I'm learning the guitar. I could possibly accompany myself if I were brave enough to do so.
So what would a typical gig be like?
Some of the best gigs in London, we used to play at the Princess Louise in Holborn, and actually it was good because the people would rock up that you'd invited, but then people from the pub below would come and see what it was all about, because we generally use the excuse of raising money for charity, and so it was kind of donations, so it would be free entry if you wanted to. People would come up from off the street when they heard us starting to play, as long as we'd play upbeat music so that everyone was having a good time, really, and they usually went really well. It's good fun, really nice buzz to see that people are enjoying themselves because you've been able to do something to make them happy. Yeah.
So who goes to the plinth? Who would you say you're going on the plinth for?
I'm mostly going on the plinth for myself, although I do have, although I do want to express a part of me that is about the importance of participating in the community and the fact that you can do something that's outside of your own world to make someone else's life better. So that's why I want to. That's why I'm happy to wear the t-shirts and promote a couple of the charities or the voluntary groups that are around London. But I also want to explore being up on the plinth for myself as well.
And what things would you say are most important to you at the moment in your life?
Health and friends. I have a long-term limiting illness, and so in the last few years I've learnt that health is one of the most important things, and you take it for granted until something is something prevents you from being in good health, or you start to lose your health. And also my friends are really important to me. They're always there for me. They're great fun. They're wonderful people. They're really interesting, and I love them very much.
What hopes do you have for the future?
Hopes for the future. I think. I'm a typical single London woman in her 30s, so I guess I would quite like to meet Mr. Quite Nice, or even Mr. Perfect. So we'll wait to see. But I am enjoying living where I am now. I have a lovely flat on a nice road near parks, and I think I'd like to stay in London for a bit longer, and hope that my friends, who are all procreating like mad, don't move out to the country too soon. So continuing to spend time with them, and carry on doing what I'm doing, really. I can't imagine that I would move back into the private sector, so I'd like to carry on working in the voluntary sector or public sector, and looking after my health, I guess.
And what kind of reaction or impact would you like, first of all, you on the plinth to have?
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm curious what people think. Well, the same as when I was standing below the plinth looking at people on it, what are people thinking when they're looking at you? Are they trying to work out who you are, judging you? Are they thinking, oh, I wish I was up there, or what would it be like to be up there? And also, I guess I'd like them to take a bit of notice of the shirts that I'm wearing. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what people's reactions are, and my reaction to being up there and sort of a bit of a focus of attention, especially as I think it's going to be rush hour for commuters. So that'd be quite interesting to see what happens.
And how does it feel being part of the project, one of 2,400?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I think it's I feel sort of honoured in a way. Yeah, because I'm one of the few who can actually be part of it. Yeah, so we're a big club, but a limited club now. And I'd like to go back and see who else ends up on the plinth, and how that sort of represents Londoners and people across the UK. What sorts of people are living here, and how mad some people are, and how curious others are.
So what emotions are you experiencing right now, just before you go up?
I'm a bit nervous, but I'm looking forward to it, and I hope I don't suddenly develop some sort of phobia against heights. But I think it'll be... I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.